Unit 9, page 98, exercises 2 and 3.
In order to keep ourselves and our possessions safe, we need to think about what to do and how to act in risky circumstances. Although violent crime in the U.S. has declined over the last few decades, 300,000 robberies are still committed every year. Most of these are in big cities, and many are pickpocketing offenses or muggings. The first thing to remember is to put your valuables in zipped pockets. If you have a bag with you, keep it close to your body and closed, preferably zipped as well. If you prepare yourself in this way, you will probably avoid most pickpocketing situations. However, if you are confronted by a thief, stay calm. Look for a safe way out. For example, give them your cash and valuables, as these items can be replaced. Try not to panic and overreact. The average person loses 50% of their IQ, or their ability to reason, in times of intense stress. But reacting rather than thinking is a mistake. Did you know that it takes a criminal just 7 seconds to choose a victim? It's called the 7-second rule, and if you know about it and what thieves are looking for, you can avoid being a target. The rule is based on a study carried out in New York. Researchers used video footage of a busy New York street and asked prisoners to rate the pedestrians on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very easy to rob, and 10 being difficult and not worth it. All of them chose people who walked slowly, slouched, and were looking downwards rather than at eye level. The study showed that in order to deter thieves, you should walk confidently and look confident, particularly in areas of high risk. If you look worried or lost, you may appear vulnerable and therefore easier to rob. Secondly, thieves will look for people who aren't paying attention, so it's important to be aware of your surroundings. Nowadays, many people look at their phone or listen to music while they're walking down the street. That could be a problem, as noticing things around you when you are focused on something else is difficult. In 1999, psychologists Daniel Simons and Christopher Chabri revealed their study on an effect known as inattentional blindness. They wrote about an experiment involving a video of 6 actors, 3 dressed in white and 3 dressed in black, moving and passing around a basketball. People were asked to watch the video and count the number of times the players wearing white past the basketball. Roughly half of the participants were so focused on this task that they failed to notice a woman in a black gorilla costume walk right into the middle of the players, beat her chest, and leave. The experiment showed that many people have a low working memory capacity, or an inability to focus on more than one thing at a time. So, although it's fine to listen to music and to text your friends while you're out, make sure you're aware of what's going on around you, too. Another thing pickpockets and muggers look out for is people who have expensive clothes and accessories, such as the latest smartphone. Try to keep your phone in your pocket unless you really need to use it. Be cautious if a stranger asks you for the time, as they might be doing it to distract you or to get you to take out your phone. And they will rarely target groups of people, so it's best to go out with friends or where there are a lot of other people around. Think twice before walking alone across deserted parks or through quiet and poorly lit areas, especially at night. My advice today doesn't mean you should stay home and live in fear. It's about taking some common sense precautions while you're out and about to protect yourself and your possessions. It's about staying aware of what could go wrong. So get out and explore the world by all means. It's the only way to get real life experience and develop your street smarts, but stay safe while you're out there. Thank you.